This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala Nabi Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa salam. I always dread this moment. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy. Alhamdulillah. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, there comes those things sometimes that kind of you heard them many times, but it may not always hit you with the meaning, with the what is being conveyed. And it doesn't mean that you have it all, but you understand the aspect of it. There's a part in Sheikh Jifri's book, The Wayfarers to God, which is the chapter on loathing, loving and loathing for Allah. And in that chapter, he used a hadith that we all are familiar with, that you will not have tasted the sweetness of faith until Allah and His Messenger are dearer to you than other than these two. And he stressed these words in the dual form, two, meaning Allah and His Messenger. And that you don't love another except for Allah's sake. And the third one is that you hate, loathe, to return to disbelief as much as you would hate being thrown into a fire. And I've heard this many, many times. And we've talked about the taste and things. But Imam Jafari put importance on this dual, that you will not have tasted the sweetness of faith until Allah and His Messenger are dearer to you than other than these two. And he continued to make this point that loving someone else really is a matter of you finding in that thing or that person those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. And that aspect of it, it kind of always went by me, because, you know, you say, I love you for Allah's sake. But what does it actually mean that you love them for Allah's sake? Does it mean that, you know, I really don't like you, but, you know, for Allah's sake, because you're Muslim, I love you? You know, this is usually the thinking that I had, you know. And when he explained it, it was more the point of loving someone because they have the attributes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. Someone who loves the Quran, I love him because of what he loves. And Allah loves the one who loves his book. This is the one he loves, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he makes salawats on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, because Allah loves that, I love that person. And in fact, I love all human beings, because Allah has placed what He loves, which is the soul, in that human being. Forget that he's a believer or a disbeliever. There's a certain love that you have just for that soul that Allah has made inviolable. So the view of this love really changed. I was telling someone that was looking for a spouse, I said, what you have to look for is those qualities that Allah loves to see in His servant. Make that the basis. Because, you know, coming out of Jahiliyyah before Islam, it was more visual. You saw a woman and you said, whoa, you know, that's, I like that, you know. And she said, how are you? you know, and that was enough for me to say, oh, what a wonderful woman. But the things that last are those attributes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. And we get confused because we tend to make attachments based on our own nafs. And we tend to love something for its own self. And what a disappointment this ends up being. When you love something for its own self, I love you for you. This is because that person that you're saying that to may have both qualities that Allah loves, but an abundance of ones he or she that he, abundant ones that he does not love, whether it's the woman or the man. So to really have friendship, it changes the whole mode in which we go about making attachments with people. He makes me laugh, or she makes me laugh. She, you know, she's very generous. He's very nice. He's always complimenting me, or she's always complimenting me. You know, they're exciting to be with. You know, these were the basis of attachments. But the real attachments are for Allah's sake. We are attaching ourselves to this person because they emulate those characteristics that Allah loves. And what's the one that he loves the most? The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is why when he said that you love Allah and his Messenger more than you love the world and everything in it, or you love Allah and his Messenger more than other than these two. You don't love anything more than you would love these two. And here, how much closer could you be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for him to say, you two? For him to make us call the adhan with the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to enter into Islam with ashadu an la ilaha illallah, ashadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, to say in salat every day, so many times, ashadu an la ilaha illallah, ashadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. You can't get any closer than that. And so it becomes automatic that we have to love the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I always like the beautiful example of Layla and Majnun. Because Majnun had fallen in love with a dog, a black dog. And he said, I love the dog. Because the dog was near to Layla. The dog was near to Layla. So, and dogs, you know, for us, it's not, we don't have great love for Fido as far as, you know. So loving a dog is not, was not, and people were scorning him. But his whole point was that that dog was near Layla. So how is it that the Messenger of Allah is Allah's, Allah loves the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and brought him nearer than any human being has been. So when we're here in these sessions like this, it is really to bring to us this love for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that we really don't love anything more than we love Allah and his Messenger. And if we get to that point, then subhanAllah, you know, as it says, when you have that love, what other love do you need? And all the other love is for the for Allah's sake. So it becomes a real pleasure to live and to come to gatherings like this where people that also share that same love, you're all expressing it, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep it, to preserve it for us and make it something lasting in our lives. Allahumma wa bihamdik وأشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت وأستغفرك وأتوب إليك. السلام عليكم.